Okay, we are back. You have it tuned to KHUM, Humble Grown Radio of Thought the Rules, and I'm super happy to be joined via the telephone by Jenny Bowen. She is the Director of Communication for the Humble County Office of Education. Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for getting back with me today.
Hi, sure. No problem.
Yeah, so I was calling you. I'm sure you've probably gotten a lot of calls or questions today about the recent appointment and confirmation of the new Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos.
That's correct. It certainly has been a buzz.
And how are you feeling? How's this potentially, I know it's early in the game, but how is Humboldt County Department of Education taking that news? And what's the next step for you guys?
Well, you know, we feel as though she's was the least qualified appointee for the Secretary of Education that we've seen in several decades. And so we do have some concerns about the underrepresented groups and the civil rights of our children here on the North Coast. There are protections in place that have been historically. For example, the IDEA, which is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and it's the primary federal program that authorized state and local aid for special education-related services for children of disabilities, and was really an opportunity for schools to receive free and appropriate, or for students, excuse me, to receive free and appropriate public education just like other students. So I know that this is something we're going to be paying very, very close attention to in terms of the conversations that are happening in Washington and beyond.
So I feel like this is probably a hard conversation for you to have because we probably don't really exactly know the direct effects, but she did do a lot of things in the state of Michigan that have some sort of indication of how she feels about education, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've been hearing, and maybe this is because many of my friends are in special education, is that her appointment is really potentially very dangerous to special needs students, and that Eureka in particular has many special needs students when it comes to other areas of population. We have a pretty high special needs student population here. Is that correct?
We do. In fact, it's throughout all of Humboldt County, one of the highest in the state, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, it is true. We do have some obvious concerns and, you know, basically that, you know, on one hand, you could say fresh perspectives could be good, but only when they're based on knowledge and experience. And to this date, her experience seems to be primarily surrounding students that have those privileges, not the underprivileged. So we have several Title I schools here in Humboldt County, and they are specifically designed to support those students that have either are on the risk for failure or poverty. But these are all civil laws. Our hope is that she will learn quickly and rely on those within her department to fulfill the mission of the Department of Education, and that really the goal is to equitably serve every student.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about the voucher thing, the voucher charter school thing that has been floating around, and how that could potentially impact what public education looks like here on the North Coast?
It has the potential to significantly change how we look here. Basically, it allows for more freedoms for parents to choose, which can be a really great thing, but sometimes those are choices that are made without necessary standards in place. So whereas when you have public education, our goal is really to serve every student that steps onto the front door. And in many cases, when you start looking at voucher or charter school programs, they can be more exclusive. And so so for that reason, we really want to promote the fact that, you know, public education has these securities in place, that we're here to serve every student, In fact, our State Department of Education, Superintendent Tom Torlakson, has stated that he's going to be increasing their local advocacy for equity and access for all students. That's something that we're also going to be paying very close attention to here in Humboldt County.
So I had a question about charter schools in general. I come from an area in the South, in Florida, actually, where there really aren't charter schools. But then coming here, I was really surprised by how many charter schools, specifically in Arcata, there are. And my daughter's fortunate enough to go to the closest school to our house physically, which is a charter school. How are charter schools an asset to public education, and how are they also taking away from public school education? Can you give us a little backstory on charter schools?
Well, charter schools are actually public schools. They can be elementary or secondary. They operate under specific charters that the state legislature or other appropriate authority grants that basically designates it as a charter school. So in the case of Humboldt County, many of our local charter schools are actually sponsored by a particular school district.
Okay. So that means that they still fall under the public school system.
That's correct. That's correct. And they're also held accountable for academic results and upholding the promises made in their charters. So they do have a little bit more freedom in some of the regulations that are imposed, but all in all, they are operating within the same scope as some of our local public schools as well.
So, I'm sorry, I'm definitely no expert on education, so I'm really pleased, and thank you so much for calling me. I know you've been in meetings all day and talking with us about education. So this charter school thing that Betsy DeVos is getting behind, is that private charter schools then?
Correct. It's more of your parochial type schools, so that have religious affiliation.
Okay, so this would be specifically for schools that incorporate religion, or just
generally? That's been her historical interest, at least, and we certainly saw that in Michigan with a lot of the funds that she's provided for educational purposes have been specifically for those that have that element attached, so that make it different than our typical charter schools or public schools that we see here.
How do you think that as a community, we can rally behind our public school system and our teachers and our students and lift them up in times that maybe feel a little grim?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think staying involved and being aware of what's happening, you know, being educated about what's happening on both a local and a state and federal levels, you know, it basically increases that awareness across the board. And through that, you know, the ability to focus on the good things that are really happening in education and the success stories. And so often I think we get you know, focused in on some of the negative or the not so great. And in reality, there's wonderful things that are happening here in Humboldt County especially. And so we want to celebrate those things. We want to bring those things to the forefront. We want to make sure that our community is aware of the wonderful things that are actually happening here on the North Coast.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jenny Bowen, for taking some time to talk with us. I know it's been kind of a crazy morning for education. I've been monitoring social media. I don't know if you're hooked into that whole wormhole or not, but it feels right. Like a lot of people are kind of freaking out about the confirmation of Betsy DeVos to the cabinet position of Secretary of Education. It's something
right.
that I feel like it has been one of the most monitored appointments so far.
It certainly has gotten a lot of attention, including ours. So we will continue to follow it and pay attention and be advocates as best we can.
Well, thanks for doing what you do, and please keep us updated as things progress. I know this is just the first day. So.
Sure. Much to be seen.
For sure. Well, thanks again, Jenny. I'm going to go ahead and kick it into a song.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's here on KHUM.